Yes, the music of the devil himself, Led Zeppelin. I don't hear anything ominous about that song, like one of our callers said a couple of weeks ago. And people still want to know, well, why did you change it? And the honest to goodness truth is, I just kind of got sick of play that funky music, white boy. I just kind of got sick of it. Now, I don't think I'll ever get sick of Kashmir, but then again, you never know. So anyway, see, Bella Via, he changes up some of his music, so maybe I should do the same thing. I don't know. I may rip off David some more. Why not? Anyway, it is... Oh, speaking of David, still got to work out the details of this, but he and I share a passionate interest in the assassination of President Kennedy. And this November 22nd marks 60 years since that assassination. Yes, I was a baby when it happened, and David... Well, David wasn't even born yet. But nonetheless, I don't remember anything because I was a baby. But we're gonna get together and we're going to do a joint show for a while. I'll be on some of David's show. He'll be on some of my show. And fact of the matter is, we do enjoy working together, despite what the internet may say. We do enjoy working together. And you can hear it if you go back and you listen to our Christmas Day show. 6 hours of Tom and David, David and Tom. From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. David's got his own show. He does his own thing. Got my own show. I do my own thing. We like working together when the when it's appropriate, and that's that. It's all good in the hood, baby. It's 12 minutes after 5, and if you're just joining us, hey, look, I know that this topic, some of you may be tempted to turn off the radio, but I'm really going to beg you not to, because this Thursday at KeyBank Center, Roswell Park is doing prostate cancer screenings. And as somebody who knows a bunch of people who've gone through prostate cancer, I think that this is very, very important. I'm curious as to how you were diagnosed. Was it your numbers, your PSA numbers that they'll get from the blood work you have done? Was it the DRE, the digital rectal exam? What was it? I just had my DRE a couple of months ago, and I did send flowers to my urologist afterwards and a little invitation for dinner. I haven't heard back from him yet. I feel rather, it's an unrequited love, but such is the story of my life. But anyway, one of the points I'm trying to make actually is, if you're hesitant to have your prostate checked, guys, because you're worried about, my God, if a man puts his finger there, that must mean I'm homosexual. Yeah, it probably does. And there's nothing wrong with that. No, there's nothing to it. We worry about the stupidest thing. And all I can tell you is, I've had a hell of a lot worse done to me than having a finger stuck in my butt. Okay. For example, we won't go into examples, but I'm just saying, it's nothing about which to worry. And ask your wife what she goes through, or your girlfriend what she goes through when she goes to the gynecologist. That's not a lot of fun, especially for some cancer survivors. They've got this gadget that they insert in the other place, and it's enormous. And I honestly do not know how some women are able to. I realize things stretch, but that's ridiculous. Let's go to Cindy in Williamsville. Cindy, you are on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Tom. It's the first time I'm calling, but this is a great story. Okay, so my husband, I didn't know it, loves beets. But we went out for dinners with a friend of ours, and they had ordered beets for dinner. And my husband went on about how wonderful beets were. So the next day I went to my local grocer, and the produce guy, I was asking him about beets because I didn't know anything about beets. And he said, I just got these in. Take them home and let me know if your husband likes them. So he wolfed those babies down like crazy. That night we went to the movies with some friends, and he excused himself and went to the restroom. And when the movie was over, he went back to the restroom, which was really odd, and he came out pale. I said, what's the matter? He said, there's blood in my urine. We have to go to the hospital. So went to the hospital, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong with him. They said, Monday, you go to your urologist. He went to his urologist, and they couldn't find anything. So he said, let's do a biopsy. Okay. So he went, and he had his biopsy. And he came back with a very aggressive form of prostate cancer. And I had spoken to my uncle about it because he's a urologist in another state, and he couldn't figure out what was wrong with him. And so it turns out there's a condition that when you eat beets, it makes you urinate red. It's called beeturia. Now, if the emergency room guy knew about it, my uncle knew about it, if his doctor knew about it, he would never have been diagnosed with prostate cancer. He would have been dead within a year. And thankfully, nobody knew about it. It was great. And he's still here 11 years later.
No, that is very interesting. I mean, the thing about eating beets is that even for people who are in good health, whether you're a man or a woman, beets may add a pinkish or reddish tone to your bodily functions, both sides.
Yes, exactly. Yep, it depends. It's not everybody. It's just some people. And thankfully, he was one of them.
And that is what made him go to see the urologist. Otherwise, just out of curiosity, how old was your husband when he was diagnosed?
Oh, I think he was, 11 years. He's 63 now, 65 now, so do the math.
Okay, so like 54 years of age.
Right, but he had gone the year before to have the test done, and he didn't think about it. He never got the results. I don't know what happened to the results from that year, because he went every year to be tested.
Well, after the blood work and the initial visit, there was no telephone follow-up, or he didn't call the doctor's office to find out what the deal was? Because I'm such a pain in the butt, no pun intended, with my doctors. If I have a test done, I'm on the phone saying, okay, what did it show? What did it show?
Yeah. No, but this was the year before he was even ate the beets. He just didn't even think about, oh, yeah, I didn't get the results back. He just didn't think about it.
The beets and the effect they had on his pee made him go to the doctor, which made him get the diagnostics which were necessary for his treatment. And he's fully functional right now, because, I mean, that's like a lot of guys, we hear about prostate cancer and we get very concerned about our ability to perform. And from what I'm hearing from you, your husband can't perform anymore in that way.
No, but you know what? It doesn't matter. We figure it out.
there's certainly plenty of ways to figure that one out. I mean, don't they have? And again, I'm not a physician. Don't mistake me for one. But wouldn't he qualify for an implant?
He could, but he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to go that route. He's comfortable with the way it is now. I'm comfortable with it, and you know, we just do other things. That's all.
No, I believe me. I hear you. Well, thank you very much, Cindy. I appreciate the call.
Yes. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye now.
Yeah. And again, guys, talking about prostate cancer, you, the man in your life, how were they diagnosed? Was it the finger exam? Was it the PSA test? Did the PSA test lead to the DRE, the digital rectal exam? And the reason I'm talking about this today is Roswell Park is doing prostate cancer screening this coming Thursday, 3 to 7 at KeyBank Center. Sabres alumni will be there. You get a tour of KeyBank Center, refreshments, and more. But do register at roswellpark.org/onegoal, and men 45 to 69 are eligible, so do register today. Here's Ron in Cheektowaga. Ron, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show. You've been through the beast?
Yep. Well, I'm still have it basically, but I was diagnosed with the prostate cancer, and I have had at first, though, I tried a study drug. They have the clinical studies, you know, and I figured if it didn't work for me, maybe it might work for somebody else. So I gave that a shot. Then after the study was up, 2 years it took, and then I had the series of radiation. And when you asked before, you know, maybe because of the surgery, but with the radiation, yeah, I'm still fully functional. But the thing it isn't so much the digital rectal exam. The thing that's kind of tough, and I don't want to scare anybody away, but it is the biopsy where they do the biopsies later.
Talking about something that needs to be talked about, even though it may not be the sexiest topic on the planet, and that is prostate cancer. How were you diagnosed? How was it treated? How are you doing now because of the Roswell Park screening on Thursday at KeyBank Center? And Ron, you were talking about the biopsy.
Yes, and it does depend on where you have it done. I had it done one place before I went to Roswell, and it kind of was agonizing, I'll be honest with you. I went to Roswell, and whatever Dr. Kaufman did.
We don't do names. We don't say names.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we do not say names, okay?
Oh, okay. But the whole team that they have, both in radiation and with the urology teams, they're phenomenal. I wish I would have went there first. I'll be honest with you. That's how good they are. I was, like I said, diagnosed with the PSA first, and then the digital rectal, then the biopsies, and the biopsies is what confirmed it.
And what you're saying is the biopsy was quite painful. Now, again, I don't want to get too, I mean, here we are coming up upon dinner time, but right. Am I to assume that they gave you some kind of laxative or softener to make going a little bit easier on you?
Well, the first thing you do is, yes, you do take, some type of, or just a regular enema. And then after you do that, then you go an hour later and have the procedure done. It's not like a colonoscopy at all. It's not like that.
Yeah, I mean, the colonoscopy doesn't hurt at all. I mean, after you get the colonoscopy, that doesn't hurt at all, but I can imagine a biopsy wouldn't be very...
The colonoscopy is worse than the colonoscopy.
Say that again, please.
Like I said, I've had both, and but I can't say enough good stuff about Roswell. We are very fortunate we have it here.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. And unfortunately, guys, it's another example that sometimes trying to have a conversation, we get the overlap, and I think somebody's done talking, and they're not, and then it just becomes a little bit of like cat and mouse. It's 5:23 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly with you on a Tuesday after a very disappointing Monday night football game last night, and good to be with you. And my final call for calls on this particular subject, and that is prostate cancer. I mean, it's they used to call colon cancer the cancer nobody talks about. And when we did a full-blown show several months ago on cancer, and what really surprised me the most, I thought most of the calls were going to be about breast cancer because of the sheer numbers of women I know who have survived breast cancer. It's really quite remarkable. But what happened when we did the cancer show was most of the calls that came in were in praise of colonoscopies and urging people to get colonoscopies because they literally had their lives saved with the colonoscopy. And basically, you know, they call heart disease and blood pressure the silent killer. You could also say that, too, about colorectal cancer. And oftentimes, by the time the symptoms manifest themselves, you're looking at a lot more than you would have been looking at had you gone in for your colonoscopies. So I'm a big advocate of colonoscopies because a friend of the family several years ago, really a terrific guy, nice human being, but unfortunately, he ignored some pretty obvious symptoms because we do, as human beings, and I think men in particular, we do have this incredible ability to talk ourselves out of thinking that there's anything wrong with us. And then by the time we finally admit there is, it's too late. So you know, when in doubt, make a doctor's appointment and have the experts take a look at you. But if there is interest in this, I will continue this the final half hour of the show. I have no idea how the show went by so quickly today. It just seems like I sat down and started doing the show, and it's already almost 5:30, which is almost incomprehensible to me. But I've got that as a topic, and I've also got another one that I want to whip out for you on News Radio 930 WBEN. But the prostate cancer thing, again, I realize that for some people, it's something that, oh, he's talking about that. Well, yeah, I am, but On the other hand, if you know anybody who has had prostate cancer, especially aggressive prostate cancer, if you know anybody who has died from it, it takes on a little bit of a different dimension. And hopefully just the extra mentions of the Roswell Park screening at KeyBank Center coming up on Thursday will encourage some of you to get down there, register first, but get down there and get yourself screened. And you know what? If we... if we're able to get some people down there and the physicians are able to diagnose things early enough, I will have considered this a successful show for you. It is 26 minutes after 5, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Oh, all right. That would be Tangled Up in Blue from Blood on the Tracks, Bob Dylan. All right, Tanner, can't beat me on the Blood on the Tracks stuff. I'm going to get that in one chord every time. All right. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you for the calls on it sounds so stupid to say this, but thank you for the calls on prostate cancer. And I do hope that you will take advantage of Roswell Park's screening at KeyBank Center on Thursday, this Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. But you really should register in advance online, roswellpark.org/onegoal. Men 45 to 69 are eligible, so do register, and it actually could save your life. So I'll tell you what I'm willing to do. Here in the time that we have left on News Radio 930 WBEN. First of all, thank you for your calls. The first part of the show on the Buffalo Bills and where the Buffalo Bills might be heading from here. And I wish I could come to you with a voice filled with optimism and a heart bursting with pride over the way the Buffalo Bills have been playing this year. But unfortunately, that would be in denial of reality. So I can't do that. And I get really concerned just looking at the facial expression of Josh Allen. It just like if you did like an ABCD of Josh sitting on the bench at various points in his career over the last 4 years, it's almost like from warrior of the bench to a guy who I don't know. I don't know what's going on with him. I don't know. Maybe he's just becoming more cerebral and less emotional. I have no idea, but just doesn't look like the guy that we're used to seeing on the bench. And I keep in mind, I happen to adore Josh Allen. Not a big fan of how he's been playing this year. I mean, yeah, there's been bursts and flashes of greatness. Don't get me wrong, but there's also been bursts and flashes of turnovers and interceptions, which are absolute killers, and then bursts of absolute stupidity by whomever is in charge of counting the number of guys on the field for a field goal. I mean, the Bills caught such a break with a chip shot field goal, the first attempt, and then... because of a dumb penalty, and there's no other way to say it, they ended up having, once again, defeat snatched from the jaws of victory. And that's just not the sign of a Super Bowl contender, and it's not the sign, unfortunately, in my opinion, of a playoff contender. They're on the outside looking in as things stand right now. And I don't know. Is it the injuries? Is it something else? If you didn't hear, Ken Dorsey got the axe today as the Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator. And I guess we'll know soon enough whether it was all on Ken Dorsey or mostly on Ken Dorsey or whether there are other factors at play with the Buffalo Bills. So I'll tell you what, if you have anything you want to say about last night's game, I will happily entertain those calls. If you want to tell us how you detected or how you had detected prostate cancer in you, I would more than happily take those calls. And like I say, your one call may actually save the life of somebody you don't even know who is listening. And sometimes, as we've heard from some of the callers, they've had the blood work done and the PSA numbers come back high. So then they go in for the digital rectal exam. And if that doesn't feel right to the urologist, they'll send you in for a biopsy. And that's when the real fun begins. But hey, look, it's something that we men have to keep an eye on. And frankly, if you are a woman and you have a man in your life whom you love, good idea to nudge him a little bit to having it done. And if he puts up any fuss whatsoever, you just tell him what you have to go through at the gyno office, and you tell him what a real man is like, because you're probably more of a real man than he is. But there's just something about that area of the body, and most men, not all men, but most men, that, you know, it's a little getting a little tricky area there. You know, the other thing, too, that let me give you the phone numbers on WBEN, 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Something else that I wanted to get into, and this is kind of like a teaser for a show that I'd like to spend more time on later on this week, because, hey, it's only Tuesday. We got a lot of stuff we got to do the rest of the week. And as I started to mention earlier, on the 22nd of November, we'll figure out the exact time, but David and I are going to do a joint show for part of the program on the 60th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination. I have very strong views on the Kennedy assassination and on Oswald and the various theories that have been put forth over the years. And we'll see what you guys have to say, hear what David has to say, and we'll hopefully have a good time and an informative time. But the other thing that I'm kind of curious about, you know, I've said this a lot myself, and that is toxicity and politics. And one of the reasons I've been trying to steer this program away from a political framework is, to be bluntly honest with you, I think that when you have a situation where all you do is all politics all the time, you find yourself, I think that era of talk radio is dead. And I've thought so for quite some time, and I see talk radio heading in a different direction. And I think that part of that is done, frankly, by necessity, because in as much as, let's say, the prostate cancer calls might turn off some people, a lot more people would be turned off by all politics all the time. It didn't used to be that way, but people change, and the public appetite changes over time. I mean, we don't have gladiatorial combat anymore. That's not a featured attraction at Highmark Stadium. It used to be for ancient Rome, but not here. Because people's tastes and sensibilities do, in fact, change over time. But anyway, 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Anyway, it is with some trepidation that I ask you this question, because, well, it's also an exploration with some trepidation behind it. I would like you, if you could, to pinpoint... Can you pinpoint when American politics became so incredibly divisive and so incredibly toxic? Can you pinpoint a time when that actually happened? Was there an event? Was there something in the news? Was there a personality who basically polarized America? And hey, before Donald Trump, there were a lot of people who polarized America. Richard Nixon, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Nelson Rockefeller. There were many people who polarized America. But in your opinion, when did it become so incredibly toxic? I mean, you can't even run for being the mayor of Williamsville, the village of Williamsville, without getting into blood sport, which all politics are basically blood sport. And you know, frankly, I think a lot of people who would be very good at government don't want to get involved in it, because they don't feel like having everything about them dredged up and put out there. And if the political thing turns you on, how do you identify? Are you a libertarian? Are you a conservative? Are you a socialist? Are you a Democrat? Are you a classical Democrat? A classical liberal? I mean, there are so many divisions that we could make. And as I mentioned earlier this week, certainly not a new thought, but in today's Democrat Party at the national level, President Kennedy would not be welcome. JFK, RFK, they would not be welcomed in today's Democrat Party. They would be seen as right-wing extremists. How things have changed. Let's get to the calls. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. It's Bob in Albion. Bob, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I'll just quickly tell you my experience with prostate cancer is... I had the finger thing done, and you know, just they had an opportunity to go in, just like you're saying, and so there was no problem. And a few months later, I was urinating often, so I went to the doctor, and he sent me to the urologist. Gave me PSA test, and then he had me come back and gave me where they take samples off of your prostate.
Biopsy.
Biopsy, that's it.
Biopsy of the prostate.
And I'm on the table, and he's there's a bang every time he takes it. And I said, how many more shots you got in that gun, doctor? And he said, almost through. And so the results were I had cancer in one half of the prostate. And so he gave me a book written by a urologist. So I read, I didn't read the whole book, but I read parts of the book. And
so
then,
when they did the biopsy, did the results come back positive for cancer? You said it was in half of the prostate. Is that correct?
Yeah, the results were I had cancer in one half of the prostate.
Huh.
And he said there was if you're old enough. The prostate, the cancer usually grows slowly. So if you're old enough, you can just watch it. And you come back and watch it, see what happens. Or you can do the seeds, or whatever. And so I asked him, I said, what would you suggest? And he said, at your age, it was probably about 30 years ago. Mm. And he says, at your age, yeah, I was about 55 then, I guess. He says, at your age, I take it out. And so that's what he did. He took it out. And but the biopsy was nothing. That was nothing.
Oh.
Taking it out, that was something else. I went back, and he says, he calls the nurse in one time. And he says, I want to take a look at this. And so he says, didn't I do a really good job sewing them up? Because they had about 6 or 9 inches slit down my belly. I think that now they do micro surgery. You wouldn't have that. That's my story. Thank you very much.
No,
any questions?
I do not. Thank you. And just so some jerk doesn't get on you for this, the organ in your body, the piece of your body, is called the prostate. There is no R there except the first one. It's the prostate.
Right.
And if you are prostrate, that means you're lying face down on the floor. And I'm not saying that because, well, I know this and you don't. I just don't want some jerk in the future to try to make you look like an idiot because there are people out there like that. And I am not one of them. And ordinarily, I would never correct somebody on something like that. But I'm trying to make your life easy. I'm sincerely trying to make your life easier, and I'm not trying to be a jerk.
I learned it wrong in the beginning, and it's hard for an old guy to change.
So you're telling me about changing bad habits. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate your call and many years of good health.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I mean, folks, tell you what, when I get the language perfect, I'll correct everybody's grammar where I detect a mistake. But the bottom line is I don't have the language perfectly down, and just sometimes I will say something only if I think down the road it's going to be helpful to somebody. And it's not meant with any, it's not meant to be a wise guy or a, oh, look what I know and you don't. Please don't take it like that. And not if, but when you hear me make a mistake with a word, with grammar, or with a name or something, or a fact, you can email me, tom@wben.com, tom@wben.com. Differences of opinion, we probably won't resolve. Differences of fact, if your fact is right and mine is wrong, I will gladly absorb the correct information. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Joe is in Cheektowaga. Joe, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the program. Got about 2 minutes.
Thank you, Tom. It's a pleasure to talk with you. I always enjoy your show. The reason I'm calling mainly is because I've got some information, you know, for my own personal case. I've been dealing with potential prostate cancer, let's put it that way, since 2013, so 10 years. And before that, right now I'm 70 years old, so back then I was 60. And in my 50s, I, you know, frequent urination, BPH, benign prostate, hyper, whatever it is, you know, it's an enlarged prostate. So, however, my PSA went up, it was in the normal range, but it went up a little unexpectedly high, like went from a 1.5 to 3. So that concerned me, it concerned the doctors. I later found out, of course, a lot of things can affect the PSA going up. But the urologist decided we'll go right for a biopsy. They did the biopsy in 2013. They saw only precancerous potential, nothing that I had to be treated for anything. So it goes on, and my PSA is fluctuating all these years. In 2018, it jumped up quite high again all of a sudden to 2018, it jumped up to maybe 4 or 5, as I recall. And he wanted to go right ahead and do a biopsy. But my message to the listening gentleman out there is I insisted on getting an MRI first. And because back in 2013, they weren't offering that, I guess, or whatever. Maybe they had it. But this is a special 3D type, a 3D MRI. And because I had done, you know, I read up on all these things.
I wish you'd called in earlier. I wish I had more time, but I have extinguished my time. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. So MRI, I'm going to let people look that up on their own. Some of us can't get MRIs, but for those of you who can, ask your doctor about it if it's an issue for you. And I wish I had more time for the guy.